You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, the ship is a wreck, shit stains the deck as Michael Hollow's fellas make more. And Billy is a worry that he's got the scurvy cause Chris ate all the limes in store. Pirate radio with the ship and crew. We got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the pirate radio.
This is very exciting for us. This Panther hockey team is the best team that we've had in hockey in a quarter century down here. And we are fascinated by the persona of the people, the person who joins us here in the Zoom with his giant beard. Let's welcome the Butcher.
Half his face is here.
Look at that beard.
Wow.
Yes.
What an incredible smile.
Oh, yes. He's great.
Are those
handsome.
All your teeth, yeah. Or are they other people's?
They are. He's got a necklace made of other people's teeth.
A few of them are mine, yeah.
Radko, let me see those hands. Those hands seem giant. Those hands, those are big. Yes,
oh,
those
Jesus
are big,
Christ.
Big, meaty Callous. Hands. Yes. So we're very excited to talk to you for a number of different reasons. This Panther team is hugely exciting. Mike Ryan's got a giant smile on his face. We expected you to have blood dripping from your mouth and a necklace made out of human teeth. So we're disappointed this morning that you seem like a relatively normal, menacing person as opposed to a monster who scares
I've
everybody.
I've never seen a butcher wear a flower pattern.
Yes, that's right. He's got a flower pattern shirt. We'll get into
pick, eh?
We will get into the ways that perhaps he's a little softer, but Stugatz has a suggestion to take us back to 1996 when we were throwing fake rats on the ice after Scott Mellenby killed a rat in the locker room and led to a nostalgic and wonderful emotional run for the Panthers. He wants to do this at games and wants to see if you like the idea.
When you do butcher-type things, I want the crowd to throw thinly sliced boar's head meat, like discs, like yes. frisbees, yes. onto the ice. Yes. What do you think about
yes.
that?
Whenever something butchery happens.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. What would you
I'm sure they would love it, too.
Would you prefer, like, just cold cuts or just slabs of steak? What would you prefer?
Steaks, for sure. That's going to be nice sound landing on the ice, too.
Do you like the Butcher nickname? Can you tell us the backstory on the nickname?
I mean, I do. I think it's funny. The backstory of it, it's from the days in Philly. One of the fans really liked my style of hockey and called it the Butcher and made a couple shirts. And our equipment manager was huge in the big nicknames too. So he just put Butcher on everything and it just stuck. Everybody started calling me like that and started like that and pick up from there.
You mentioned your style of play. NBC sports writer James O'Brien has described it thusly, quote, if the Department of Player Safety had a speed dial list of regulars, Gudas would have a prominent spot on it. And other
he's proud of that.
Other look, big smile on his face.
I think he's smiling. I can't really see his lips because of the beard, but I detect a smile.
Hockey writers have described him as a player who consistently demonstrates no regard for opponents in vulnerable positions.
They could have just stopped it at opponents.
It's a tough sport, you know.
And so explain to us the nature of your toughness. Explain to us where you think that it comes from, and explain to us if you think you're in the league, at least in part because you have this toughness.
Yeah, 100%. It's why teams keep bringing me back to the so one thing is nobody really likes to be around our net when I'm on the ice. Nobody likes to play in our zone. So that's what I like about that. And, you know, when I was young, my dad played hockey as well. So I grew up watching him, and his style of game is pretty similar to mine, just in the 90s where there are a little different rules. So there were some little or not little, but bigger hits than we can throw around here. But, you know, I always grew up watching him. So he was a big reason why I play like this.
You'd prefer to play in your father's time?
I'm not saying I wouldn't have great time.
Can you explain to us what your father taught you or hand-me-downed on this front in terms of being somebody who is physical, who is strong, who is dangerous?
Well, he was always that type of player as well. So I kind of, I think I would take it away from him naturally, but, you know, he was always on me to be the, strong defensive position and make sure that nobody likes to play against us. So that was his big thing too. And I don't recall really many people liking playing against him either. So he's got some fun stories with some great players too. So really fun.
How do you feel about helmets? Waste of time, probably, right?
Yeah, unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
If I could give you the option of going out there with a hockey stick or that that ball with spikes on the end of it that you just swing over your head like a nunchuck in medieval times, would you pick that or the hockey stick?
Maybe a cleaver.
Oh, definitely stick. I wouldn't be able to score any goals without it, you know, so.
You said your dad has some fun stories. Give us one of them, like where he tells you, I'm sure, is he a man of many words?
Not really a man of many words, but, you know, he played, I believe it was a Canada Cup. They played, I think he played against Eric Lindros, and they were all trying to get him. I forgot who he hit in the middle of the ice, but I guess he got up and he tried to change, but he was trying to change in the Czech national team bench. So I don't think he was feeling really too shabby. And my dad was proud of himself. And I guess the rest of the team was chasing him for the rest of the game. And he ended up losing a couple teeth or even a couple stitches. So it was a good story for him.
Radko the Butcher, have you ever stubbed your toe on a wall and said, ow, or does the wall just disintegrate into a million pieces?
I have a few kids around my house, so I'm stumbling on a lot of things lately. So,
like if you step on a Lego, I just feel like your foot absorbs it and you don't say anything.
It's been a lot of jumping around with the toys around for me lately, so I can't say I haven't said anything.
Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing? Tell us how it is you became somebody who gravitated toward hockey and this style of hockey, and did you have a choice other than being a hockey player when you were a kid?
I'm pretty sure I had a choice. I'm just, I don't think I really realized I had one, you know. Like I said, when my dad played hockey, I moved around with him. We went to live a couple of years in Germany, a few years in Sweden, Norway, Swiss. We were traveling around. So I just always, all my friends or all my dad friends were hockey players. So until pretty much sixth grade, I didn't really have any other friends outside hockey guys. So didn't really think about anything else than hockey.
Radko, what's the hit that you are proudest of that got the best reaction?
Best reaction? I have a grade that I would say in national team against Finland or not one but few in the national league. I remember one against Teemu Selänne, and he used to play against my dad in Finland too. So I sat next to him on the plane to the Olympics that year as well, and he remembered me. So that was pretty cool for me.
How did he remember you? What did he say? You got me that time. I remember.
Well, yeah, I said he's got to be quicker, and he should have known better after knowing my dad. So that was pretty cool.
Mr. Butcher, has there ever been a situation where you're on the ice looking for vengeance, right? You've got your eyes set on a target, and you've noticed the target is kind of skating away from you the entire time. Like, they don't want any of the smoke.
Yeah, it happens. Happens all the time, actually.
Right. You get more smoke when that happens, right?
Exactly. Take a breather. Calm down.
Who's the guy you look at? Is there anyone you look at and say, you know what? I don't mind fighting him, but do we have to? Like, I don't. I'll fight him if I have to, but come on. I don't want to do this.
Not really. I think if fighting's happening, it's happening for a reason. So I don't really think it should be thinking like that. Either it's on or it's not. So, you know, one of those.
Give me the last time that you cried during a movie that wasn't an appropriate movie for the butcher to cry during. And perhaps you wiped it some tears and you didn't want the kids to see. You didn't want anybody to see. You sort of had an itch mysteriously next to your eye.
Yeah, I think about that one. I would say maybe Click. I didn't think that.
What? I'm laughing at Ratko. I'm sorry.
No, we're not laughing at Ratko.
I'm sorry, Ratko.
It is sneaky sad.
We're not laughing at him. Be clear on that.
Ratko, while you were in Philadelphia, you have run into a little Department of Players safety issue. Again, suspended a couple of times, but you seem to have cleaned up your game a little bit while maintaining your toughness, so much so that you're leading the league in hits this season. How are you able to adjust your game without getting in too much trouble?
Yeah, that took actually the most, I would say, to adjust and make sure I stay on the right side, because when I came in the league, everybody is a lot bigger than me, a lot heavier, and throughout the decade, everything changed. Everybody's kind of sized down and eased up on the way. Everybody's faster and lighter, so things are happening a lot quicker. So it really took a lot of for me to know when and when not to take advantage of the opponent. So I'm still learning, you know. I'm still getting better at it and used to it, but you know, it's really hard sometimes to stay on the line, especially when the guys don't expect to be hit in certain areas. So it's a learning process for everybody.
Do you think that you would be as menacing if we simply shaved the beard? If we got rid of the sizable,
it's part of the whole thing,
the just enormous masculinity and the size of the beard.
Well, he can't now because the playoffs is starting, and he needs that playoff beard.
Right,
so it's going to get somehow more impressive.
Yeah. Bringing it in the playoffs, maybe after the season, but I'm not giving you that big chance either.
Give us something that the butcher maybe is afraid of that we'd be surprised by, like perhaps if a cockroach is skittering across the kitchen, all of a sudden you'd jump on a chair or something.
I'm not sure if I have a thing like that, to be honest.
Of course you don't.
Nothing, no snakes, no
ghosts,
no
frogs.
Ghosts, ghosts is a good one. Nothing.
Not really.
Frogs.
They're back.
Can't really think of one right now that I would jump on the chair.
How about does the butcher have a romantic side? Is the butcher a real softy?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously. I have three little girls, so I have to be.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the softer side, if this doesn't ruin the image of
not it, too much. Though. Not,
it yeah. doesn't have to be too much, but just a little bit what you regard or what your wife regards as your softer side.
Hard to say. She always say I change my voice when I talk to my girls. So that would be one thing I can think on top of my head. But honestly, I'm not sure how else to soften up or how else to tell you I'm soft, you know.
Butcher, which is going to be bigger for you, the first time one of your daughters loses a tooth or the first time they knock out someone else's teeth?
I mean, it's always fun to knock somebody else's tooth.
Of course. Right.
Teaching them young, teaching them well.
So you are, but you are, I know you don't want to talk about this. This is uncomfortable subject matter. You don't want anyone to see the soft side, but you are a girl dad and your wife. So do you argue with your wife when she says, I see a different side of you with your girls? Do you say, no, you don't. It's the same side. I don't have any softer side. I'm incapable
exactly.
of soft.
I don't know. To everyone. Exactly.
I don't know what it is that you're talking about. So can you tell us a little bit about the last time someone tried you outside of hockey, sometime that you are out with your friends drinking and somebody decides that they want a piece of the butcher?
I mean, obviously it happened before, but it's been years since anybody really try to do anything like that. Usually I'm pretty nice drunk, so I don't really.
Oh, you're friendly. You're friendly drunk. You're a happy yeah, drunk.
I don't get in a lot of trouble while drinking. I'm more of a enjoying good time. I feel like it's a lot more fun to have purpose to all this, and I feel like everything that happens on the ice is pretty aggressive already. So I don't really feel like off the ice it should be anything where I'm trying to stay away from it, because I don't really enjoy it off the ice as much as I am on the ice, and I don't want to miss that.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan, and I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Racco, you have two games left against the Lightning to end the season, and that's possibly going to be your playoff opponent coming into the first round. Would you look at this as like a best of nine? And what kind of matchups are you looking to exploit?
Best of nine. Wow, look at you. Wow.
Best of nine. Look at that.
Rare best. It's definitely not usual to play somebody two times right before we get them in playoffs, most likely. So it's going to be... it's right now, it's hard to tell. They have still some games. They're going to be playing 3 and 4. We're going to be right now we have 4 days off. So I'm not sure what we're going to do with the lineup, if we're going to put the full playoff lineup or if we're going to give somebody maybe rest some guys too. So it's hard to tell, but obviously it's going to be a fun series since it's the Battle of Florida. And I think we had some great games with them this year, and we're battling. We're right now, I think we had 3 wins, 3 losses. So it could go either way. And obviously it's those wins are not going to mean as much as the playoff wins, but I think guys are obviously going to play hard and make sure that they know what's coming their way.
Yeah, there are no friends in the Central Division, brought to you by Discover. Radko, these are the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. So if it is indeed a best-of-nine playoff series, like my friend Roy just alluded to, have you given any consideration to intimidation tactics? Like, for example, skate around right before the game. You show up with a butcher's apron covered in blood, just to set the tone.
Little message, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great idea. So I haven't thought about that.
Right. Or use a human hand instead of a puck, just severed.
Yes.
Like, don't answer questions.
Or kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or have
someone,
you given
right.
any consideration to murdering someone?
Oh, kill someone.
How many people have you killed?
You don't do that in the first round. Everyone
that we
knows
know
you
of.
That.
How many murders?
Save that for later in the playoffs.
I mean, those are is obviously going to be a rivalry game, so anything can go. But I haven't thought outside the box like you guys yet, so I gotta think of that now.
Wait a minute, did the butcher just say that anything can go on murder,
yeah, including murder?
Like, yeah, yes. Sounds like everything's on the table, man. Wow.
So okay, he didn't dismiss it.
Laura
Stanley's
on the line.
He didn't. He didn't no comment it. Like he said, you know, anything goes in the playoffs. So you hate Tampa, right?
Well, I'm not their biggest fan. I got drafted by them, but spent a few years there. But right now they have different jerseys than me. So everybody that does have different jerseys than me is not my friend.
Oh, my God. What a badass.
He's such a badass. Radko, say it right now. You guys are going to win the cup. And if you don't, they're going to have to pry it out of your bare hands.
Why are they prying it out of his bare hands?
It's Radko's cup, I mean.
I hope he wins the cup just to see what he does on his day with the Stanley Cup trophy, because I imagine his celebration would not be different than, like, say, Genghis Khan's, where there's just blood flowing from it.
Yes. Down the side of a mountain.
I'm not sure. I haven't given it a thought yet. I would love to give it a thought yet, though. I would
think love about to drinking blood in the future. Out of it.
We're
thinking more about the butcher than the butcher is thinking about the butcher. I mean,
good question, Stugatz. Is there anything or anyone in the league that the butcher despises, that something that is more likely to get him into a gurgling rage than anything else?
Definitely some guys on different teams. There are a few guys on the team in the league that always play hard, always play the gritty game, and since I play the same way, it's always harder to play against them. And those guys are looking for each other too, so it's fun to play against them, and makes it that much more fiery, and makes it that much more wanting to hit him and fight him, you know?
What's the game plan going to be once Kucherov and Stamkos returns to the Lightning?
Sorry, one more time.
What will the game plan be once Kucherov and Stamkos return to the Lightning?
Pain.
Blood.
Death.
I mean, it's playoff time, right? So who loses goes home. So we don't want to go home, and we want to play the hardest we can. So I'm sure we're going to have specific game plan. We're going to go through their system and their face-off plays, and we're gonna make sure that we know what they're doing, or try to know as much as what they are or what their plays are, and prepare ourselves. But we want to outwork him, and we want to send them home if that's going to be the case.
A face off, but you actually rip their face off.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the game plan.
Yes,
injury.
That is the game plan.
Another yes. smile he likes from Radko
yes,
the Butcher.
You like that. So on face offs, you just reach over with one. Those are big hands you've got, Butcher.
Like a bear.
You just reach over and you just tear their face off.
Great use of words.
Yeah, Radko!
Radko!
Oh, God, I hate the Lightning. Oh, I hate them.
Do you have any photographs in your home or in your phone, a screensaver somewhere that reveals you just launching someone against the boards, or a hit or a photograph that you're especially proud of?
I do have a few in Czech Republic, yeah, that I'm particularly proud of. Yeah, there's a few great pictures.
Can you explain to us what your life is in the Czech Republic?
Right now with the kids, I'm a lot of a family man. We live in on the side of a small town and 20 minutes outside Prague. Try to spend as much time with the kids as possible, because during the season it's really hard to be able to around them, since the travel is like it is. We're 2 out of 3 days on the road, so trying to give them the time back that I can during the season. But you know, it's usually a lot of training as well. There's not many days off in Czech Republic, so obviously enjoying the family, but also enjoying the local beers, you know.
Have you ever hit anybody so hard that they're writhing on the ice in pain and you've just whispered to them, "Welcome to the Czech Republic"?
I didn't whisper to them.
You said it louder.
With bass in your voice.
You said it louder.
Welcome to the Czech Republic.
Or yelling, yes.
Radko, has a teammate ever asked you, "Hey, I got a problem on the opposing team. Take care of it for me"? Has a teammate ever done that for you?
No, he didn't really ask for the help. Usually I come over earlier than they ask. Or try to come earlier than they have to ask. So yeah, that's one thing that I take pride of too, and I'm sure the guys on the team that we are and playing for each other, they do the same now too. So I think by just playing by one unit, playing like one unit and have each other's back, that's the best thing to have on the team, and you don't even have to have these requests, you know.
How would a team play in front of Andrei Vasilevskiy? It seems like a lot of pressure this year has provided a lot of goals for you. So how are you going to play against him?
Well, he's one of the best goalies. You know, he's big, he's athletic, he's all over the place. So he made some highlight saves. We just have to grind, and we just have to make life miserable for him in those games. And we want to have somebody in the blue paint all the time, so he can't see that easy. And there's things that you can do and make the goalies not liking the games. You know, he likes to play the puck, so if we allow not get him touches on the rims and not allow him to play some of the of our dumps, that it would be great, I think. So that's one of the things we can help us get him off his game.
You have had other nicknames, correct, before the Butcher? You upgraded to the Butcher. What were your other nicknames?
I did upgrade to Butcher. Yeah, that's right. great upgrade. But usually my dad's nickname was Goody, so everybody used to call me Goody. In a minors, somebody took out a sign that said that my nickname is Roadkill, so I've been called Roadkill for a little bit. That was something before I found out what it is, actually.
Oh, wait, so they called you Roadkill, but you didn't know what Roadkill was, right? Roadkill is something that is left dead on the side of the road. I assume that you're someone who goes on the road and kills. That's why you got the nickname Roadkill, that you kill
That's
on the road.
That's what I thought, yeah, until somebody explained it to me on the team. So it was funny, I think. But, you know, there's few guys called me Cheese before. Yeah, a few nicknames, but none of them stick as much as this one.
Right, we're done at the Butcher, right? That's it. It can't get better than that. That's it.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I have no problem copying it right there.
How often are you walking around South Florida and somebody shouts at you, the Butcher, or recognizes you by your nickname?
More often than I would have think, to be honest. There's been a few times in the restaurant where some random people would... yell at me, or not really a restaurant. We don't really go to restaurants, but when I go even somewhere with the kid to get into karate class, there's like dads recognize me, or even the kids of there. So that's pretty fun. I didn't expect Florida to be this hockey enthusiastic, but I'm really glad it is.
When you walk through that karate class, do you purposely like knock into the other dads and not apologize?
That'd be funny.
What's your best skincare tip?
What?
Your best skincare tip. He's marveling at for a Butcher. You have your dermatologist seems to be really good. Your face and your skin looks very radiant.
I don't know. A lot of vitamin B, I guess.
And by vitamin B, you mean vitamin blood. You slather your face in the blood of your opponents, right?
Face-offs, yes.
Yeah, face-offs, my guy.
Does the Butcher ever get a manicure?
No. Never got one of those.
Laughing at you, Dan. Insulting.
How about a pedicure? A pedicure, a little nice, put your feet in some warm.
Doesn't matter with you. He's a Butcher.
How does the Butcher feel about jewelry or just general ornaments, necklaces, bracelets, just a little nice accent on whatever it is that you're wearing as an outfit?
I mean, with the suit, I like pocket watch or a regular watch. I'm all for that. Not a big chain wearer or big ring guy, but I think a nice timepiece is accurate and right on point with the right outfit. But non-specific jewelry really goes with me, I would say. More of an axe guy than anything.
Right, of course.
Of course you are. Axe. Are you doing like an actual physical axe?
The actual axe, yes. Like, not the axe spray.
Not an actual battle axe.
More of an axe guy.
You did mention your suit game, and it's pretty much on point. Where does your fashion sense come from?
It's one of the things I like. I like to dress nicely to the game. It's the show, you know, so... I think nice hat goes well with some with tie and with the watch. I think it's fun to dress up like that and feel good about yourself for a little bit.
Feel sexy. Butcher feels sexy.
Before he goes in for a kill. Yeah,
that's right. He feels sexy. Thank you, Radko. We very much enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for making the time for us. Exciting team that you are in the middle of. So we enjoy watching your work. And thank you for sharing this time with us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. That was fun.
I love Radko.
I love you.
Radko. 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 Radko.
Red goat, roadkill, roadkill.
Goody,
Goody, no.
Goody,
roadkill. But seriously though, your skin looks terrific.
Yeah, yeah.
Really does.
Some cream in the beard.
It really does. You moisturize. You must moisturize. I know you can't tell people that.
Yeah, you can't reveal that. But I know you're up
we're
to
looking
something.
At
I'm gonna find
something.
Out, Radko.
Something.
Yeah. We'll find out what your plan
I
is.
Never say that.
Thank you, Radko.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan, and I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.